This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Hola, boys and girls. The Three Horsemen. Minus one. We're short a man. We're short a Big Easy, but it's T.O. and I taking the reins today. T.O.
What's up?
What it is and what it ain't.
What tag team would this be out of the combination of the Four Horsemen? Would this be like a Flair or Luger team?
No, I would say this would be He's very Arn Anderson-like, quiet, silent type.
Yeah.
That gets his point across.
Yep.
Yeah, Flair Luger.
Yeah. Who'd be who, though?
Oh, I'd be Flair.
Of course.
You'd be Luger because you just ramble.
Yeah.
And sometimes you point at me like this when you're doing your promos.
No, that's me giving you the finger saying, fuck you.
That's not.
You've got the index finger wrong.
It would be that?
No, but I point at you like this.
Like this?
Like this.
Like fuck you?
Sometimes. But you obviously are so jet riding, flying, limousine riding. You're just so into your promo you don't even realize what
I'm the leader, anymore. Though.
You are the leader.
I have to, yeah, I do all the work.
Yeah, I've never been more embarrassed in my life. We didn't talk about this last week, but we went to a local.
Okay. Yep. Me too. Because I went to a local high school baseball.
Corey and I went and watched our high school play in a big game, and we get there and they saw me first. This gentleman did. Great guy, and he goes, "Look, hey, T.O." And he was like, "Corey, oh, 2/3 of the Horsemen are here." And I just said, "I've never been more embarrassed in my life," but I think he's a huge fan. That's what I gathered, that he's probably a horseman out there, and we should probably, you know, get him a T-shirt or
Dude,
something.
Dude, you know he's going to be listening to Starting Lineup. By the way, if you don't know, we'll tell you. T.O. and I, we'll talk about how wrestling works.
We're bringing back a version on Not So Fast. And
yeah.
It's going to be the Starting Lineup.
Starting Lineup, and it's going to cover what? I mean,
sports
with pop culture and politics mixed in?
Little politics as I can get you on. I mean, I know you're going to have to get your boner on it every
Oh,
morning.
Really? Because our other host, Drew, is not going to say, and neither Drew's is Bam.
Drew's the producer.
He'll be on a mic.
We'll muzzle him. And then our young liberal friend.
You say that ashamedly.
Oh, not at all, but we're going to try to focus on sports, and then we'll get derailed on motherfucking
some people don't. Let's not.
The leader of the
free
world.
People are pissed about, yeah, whatever.
Well,
we're done talking politics on this show.
And that's why Corey got fired. And this is Corey's twin brother,
Rory.
Rory. Actually, that was a name my wife threw around for the name of the baby.
That is great.
Rory.
So what else is going on? Dude, I can't say this enough. I am starving.
Like, yeah, well,
starving.
You eat like a fucking rabbit, and I don't know what to tell you.
And I keep getting fatter. This is what happens in old age.
Well, you know, it happens. Metabolism slows down, and,
God.
You know, some of them, you know, I'm genetically blessed. guys, you know, some guys can just go pound out a horseshoe and hot wings and
lucky bastard.
Only put on 60 pounds over a winter. And I fall into that group, and I have no T-shirts that fit anymore. Nothing like wearing two T-shirts.
That's where I'm getting.
Nothing like wearing two T-shirts.
It's fucking embarrassing.
In the summer.
And I run.
Yeah,
and I now
do.
It doesn't go anywhere. No, what I've been reading.
I don't know what your problem is.
What I've been reading, all those crash diets and shit.
Yeah.
Catch up.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, who's ever done crash diets like you and I?
I know. Think about those times. What we lose, 30 and 40 pounds?
Hey, dude, I lost 23 pounds in 6 days. Man, that's awesome,
Good
Owens.
For
that's
you.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, I just took this drink from Walgreens the first 3 days. It was really cool. I shit out a bunch of things. I weren't sure what they were. And then I just didn't really eat the next 3 days. You know, I'd have a chicken breast.
You know what I was thinking?
That
is
catches up.
Athletes, they can't even use that stuff, can they?
No, like for fighters cutting weight and stuff, like that's considered a laxative, so they're fucked on that.
Well, I would think any sport.
Yeah, I don't know how that works with I know for a fact weight cutting you can't.
But even things that are approved by the FDA.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean anything.
So before we get going, not to take over the leadership roles here, but follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/3horsemanshow. You can also follow us on Twitter at 3horsemanshow. Correct?
Like yes.
The numeral 3horsemanshow. And then check us out, lineupmedia.fm. It's the group that allows us to bring you these shows every week. There's about 40 or 50 podcasts on the network right now.
About to expand to about 60.
And we're about to expand. And then there's also a bigger announcement coming to where guys like Corey and I, you know, we might have our own station, actually. So it's a really cool opportunity that's on the horizon. So whatever genre or whatever you're into, pretty sure you can find the lineup. Lineup Media FM.
Lineupmedia.fm is the place to go.
Forgot the dot. There's shows on your local baseball team, the Cardinals, if you're in St. Louis. There's a show on MLB. There's a show on the Cowboys. There's a show on the NFL, MMA.
A lot of geek stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of nerds.
Geek grab bag.
Geek grab bag.
Nerds.
Yeah, geek yogurt.
A lot of geek stuff out there, yeah. Ian McCall, UFC fighter, he has his own show on there.
And of course the Cowboys podcast. You can't forget about Jono and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Podcast.
That Dallas, that team from Dallas, which is, you know, most teams would be like, you know, hey, what are they talking about this time of year? But, this time of year is really, usually busy for the Cowboys with all the arrests and off the field activity that goes on down in Dallas. You know, we got a hockey show. There's everything. Just go to the website, check it out, and I guarantee you'll find something you want to listen to other than this show because it's not very good.
I'll give you that. Going back to what you said, though, we did. Our buddy Mike saw us and said, hey, 2/3 of the horsemen. And I was trying to get to this one. We had Ian here last week. When did you know? Like, we do this for fun. Jesus, this is for fun. Is it? I mean, I don't even know if it's fun. It's almost out of necessity.
Yeah, did you not see the Bentley I pulled up in this morning, brother?
Well, I know we're getting paid, but...
I do it for checks, and I do it for bitches.
All right. When did you know...
That it wasn't normal, we liked wrestling?
Yes.
Oh.
When did you know it wasn't cool?
Okay, so... Corey and I graduated in 2000. So, there was a point in time... In the 90s, the Attitude Era, the Nitro Era, wrestling was it.
I can go back further.
No, I'm not saying it. That's when it was cool. That's when girls would, like, I remember a friend of
ours.
For
the most part.
Her name was Rachel. And she was kind of seeing a guy, and she didn't know anything about wrestling. And she's like, you know, she didn't want to act like she didn't know what's going on. I remember her calling me and coming over to my house before she went to this guy's house to watch wrestling, and I actually tutored someone for the first time in my life in anything, so she was educated on, like, kind of what wrestling was, which, I mean, like, she was on the dance team, this guy was a basketball player, everybody was athletes. Like, that's how over wrestling was to the mainstream in the late 90s.
Depends on how you define the mainstream.
It was not anything to see people wearing wrestling shirts to school and not getting made fun of.
Totally agree. And we're going to get into that on the second half when we talk about the Monday Night Wars.
Yeah. So, I knew...
When did you know it wasn't cool, though? Like, cool.
Fuck. I mean, one time this sticks out that I got made fun of. And I mean, I always knew it was dorky to watch wrestling. I mean, like, it wasn't like...
It's never been cool. But that's the weird thing.
But, you know, I watched that instead of Spider-Man.
Same here.
And the Wolverine and all that X-Men bullshit. And I thought that was dorky.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize it as a kid. I thought they were nerds.
That's kind of what I thought. Like, I grew up liking Hogan and thinking, like, everybody liked wrestling. Yeah. I didn't know it was a... Because we played sport. I mean, we were jocks, of course. But...
God bless us.
Yeah. As for some reason, that's gone out of fashion.
And can I tell you something, too? Just real quick to last week's episode when you were talking about... Because I went back and listened to the show. You were talking about listening or watching WCW in the early 90s when it was the cartoon era.
Mm-hmm.
And Everett and I both watched the cartoon era. You know, we were 10 years old.
Right.
It was kind of aimed at us. But I bet the reason you didn't watch that as much is because your brother Nick and your dad...
Might be.
They probably thought that was dumb. My parents were going through a divorce at the time, so I really didn't have, you know, I wasn't watching the show with my dad.
Yeah, I was kind of in rebel phase, too. That's like age 12 in 94, and I was getting into, like, Green Day and Offspring. I had my, like, two-year, three-year hiatus.
And that's the thing. Everett was an older brother, so, like, I think that, like, because my brother knows that stuff better than I do.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that probably had a lot to do with it, too, just the makeup of the family with you having an older brother.
Oh, sure.
And if your dad was watching it with you, he sure as shit wasn't going to want to watch Duke the Dumpster Drosy. Whereas my brother thought the Repo Man was funny as hell and Doink was great and the Bushwhackers.
Dreadful.
Et cetera.
Not the Bushwhackers.
But back to not being cool, I remember being in India and we were having, it was a travel day. And we were just kind of doing whatever, getting acclimated. And we had went down to have some drinks by, like, out on the pool area. And everybody was talking about what they had been doing. And I'm there with, you know, this is a trip. It's me, a guy that worked for Vice President Biden, a guy that was the managing partner of the law firm, two patent attorneys, and... I forget who the other person was. But they're all talking about, oh, I was watching this cricket match. They're, like, trying to get accustomed to, like,
what's going on.
I was watching WWF. And they, I mean, and this is, like, 06. Ooh. And honestly, I hadn't been watching it here. But it was something that I was on. I was shocked that it was on TV. So I sat there and watched, like, SmackDown for, like, an hour and a half. And, like, they're like, you watch that shit? And it was, like, the first time that, like, I'd ever been called out as an adult for watching it. And I was like, yeah, I probably should never bring that up again in a business environment.
Around anyone.
But what's funny is, after all that was said and done, one of the patent attorney was sitting there. He's like, yeah, I actually own stock in WWE. Yeah. And I was like, really? And he had studied the bell curves and everything of the industry.
Sure.
And... He
says it's going to come back around. He's wrong.
He compared it to the housing market, that every 20 to 30 years it goes up. Like, so if he's right, fuck.
We're due for an upswing?
Next 7 to 10 years, we should really be blown away because that shit is tanking. They're saying Monday night might be the lowest ratings. I haven't seen the reports.
No. Best ratings in 6 weeks.
The Monday before was the second lowest they'd ever had.
And then this Monday picked up.
Bounced back. Wonder what caused that.
No NBA playoffs.
Okay. So next Monday is the one they're fearing then.
Eh.
If the Cavaliers don't sweep.
The way it's going. Yeah. But no, I go back and I kind of realized around age 10 or so, I'm like, oh, this is kind of like a niche thing. This is not... popular with everyone. I thought it was always popular with everyone. But then I realized, oh, I guess none of my friends watch this. And oh, I guess...
Remember in high school, though, how it came around where, like, people were actually having parties and watching it? And, like, I mean...
It was the most popular cable show on TV.
True.
I mean, and that has a lot to do with it, but... And now where it's at,
you know,
it's a fucking joke.
Would you compare it to, like, how everybody's got these big boners over, like, Walking Dead?
Oh.
I know they do 34, 40 million people. I know that WWE and Nitro were never pulling that. But at a point in time, they were both pulling sixes, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, you had...
I don't care about flipping back and forth. If there was The Walking Dead and Zombie World on the same nights, people would be flipping back and forth like crazy.
And when you have like a 6.4, that doesn't mean you had 6.4 million people. Like 6.4 is like the rating. So it's actually...
It's 20 million people.
They were having... That's what I was saying. There was like 20 million people watching wrestling.
Yeah, what's a 1.0? 3.3 million?
Yeah. So
something like that?
You know,
I guess
you
times it by three and you get there.
Yeah. It was the shit.
I laugh because I do it, but I mean, God, we don't even watch it.
Corey, it's so hard.
To watch.
It's so hard. Like,
I know. I mean, like, this is the hardest part of the fucking day.
And like Monday nights is like, it's always just kind of been a night that I watch my TV and usually my wife has something on Monday nights, The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or some bullshit. And she's got The Bachelorette on right now. So that's garbage, too, this year. I try to get into that, and it's fucking pitiful. But Monday nights, the last 3 weeks, get the girls down. They go to bed about 8:30, 9 o'clock. So it's perfect to just kind of start the fast forward,
right?
Get to where you want, get through the commercials. I think the last 3 weeks, I've probably watched two or three segments. It's went from watching it on like the two fast forward because I've got four settings of fast forward. The last 2 weeks, and then this week it happened with Raw and SmackDown, I just fell asleep to like I woke up to like loud blaring to where I had it on the two. It's going through. It plays to the end. And then it sets there. And then it kicks it back to the regular TV. And it damn near gives me a heart attack when it goes from complete silence to my TV that's on a volume of about 16. And there's nothing. I'm not engaged by it right now. And I don't know if it's my age. I don't know if it's shitty. I don't know if it's a combination of things. But it's bad.
The best way to gauge, I think, how it's going is based on if you can actually...
When's the last time you've seen a t-shirt wrestling-related...
Outside of an arena?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you. That's
so,
why...
I mean, here's a prime example.
When we get to the Monday Night Wars, which is our second half of the show, by the way, if you're tuning in today, it's usually our better show just because we know more about it. And there's more to talk about.
This will be our best.
Because you're covering years.
Yeah.
I don't want to get to where I'm going to get with that. And what I'll bring up is you go into a gas station. Like, you know something's jumping the shark.
You've always talked about
this.
This is your...
When you walked into Walmart, when you walked into Target, and the first things you see are wrestling or copied wrestling shirts.
Okay. To your point, the Super Bowl is in a city.
Yes.
The Super Bowl is a one-time-a-year event, and they're selling knockoff merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing that every spot WCW and WWE went with Monday Night Raw and Nitro.
I mean, do you not remember walking into Walmart and seeing Stone Cold shirts?
Yeah, I remember.
That was the first thing you would see.
I remember, though, because they were like such knockoffs. They were
so generic.
You could tell what it was, and then when kids would wear it to school, like...
And that's the truth.
But that's the thing. Kids wouldn't get made fun of for wearing a wrestling shirt to school. They got made fun of for wearing the knockoff Stone Cold shirt to school. Like the Abercrombie and Fitch. Remember a kid had one that said Abercrombie. There was no R on it.
Oh, yeah. Went,
but
our buddy Adam.
That's just a weird, just a weird time. And it sucks. It'll never be that way. And my wife just absolutely destroys me for watch. I mean, just makes fun of me and just thinks it's the nerdiest, dorkiest thing. And I tried to explain to her, like, that it wasn't always this way. But, like, the stuff she says has so much merit. And
I don't see how you watch Total Divas.
I mean, it's something that's reality. I mean, like, you can watch anything. It's horrible and it's fake. But the thing with Total Divas is it's the only time you can watch anything WWE. To where they have their tits hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, I mean,
jeez,
like.
She can turn on anything and they've got that.
No, but if you're not on the internet or you're, that's what I'm saying. Like, WWE's product is so watered down, you can turn on NBC and see more tits and ass.
Yeah.
You can turn on ABC and see a storyline with blood or a better fight sequence. Like, they.
And those are, I mean.
Those are basic television stations.
Yeah.
So, you don't see girls in bikinis on WWE. You watch Total Divas, you can see Lana and her huge titties bouncing around on the beach, which makes it more palatable than any segment they run with her on television.
But
I mean, I hate
now,
to be that way.
But now you can go on the internet
I understand that, but when you're sitting there with your wife.
You'd rather see that.
No, I'm not saying that. But when you're sitting watching TV with your wife, it's like, this. Oh, okay, we can watch this fucking horrible reality show where Eva Marie looks hot wearing next to nothing. Lana, who they have covered up most of the time, but we talked about it. The Miz's wife, how they had her all covered up.
And she's in phenomenal shape.
They have her covered up on WWE television, and you were over at the house, and you're like, oh, my God, is that the Miz's wife? I was like, yeah, but you had no idea what her body was because they had her.
They hadn't shown her.
Exactly. So, I mean, like, that's kind of the intrigue of that show to me.
Except
for that whore Nikki Bella. They let her bust her tits out on there and everything else because it's just. That shows me.
What an entertainer.
She's going to go down as one of the best of our generation.
Oh, no.
She is amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing. Let's get out of that. Let's get to Extreme Rules. Did you tune in? Did you see any of it?
Some of it.
You can hear me, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Am I just really loud?
No, I just feel like I'm really soft.
To the point, though, Corey, like, with how bad TV is right now, in wrestling, every week, the bigger stories are what happens outside the ring.
Like the stuff going on with Dolph Ziggler. I understand.
That's bigger news than
it
any
is bigger
story
news.
Line.
It is the worst show on television.
It's bad.
And it's 3 hours long.
Yes.
So how anybody can say, oh, you know, I love it. I watch it every week, and they comment on, and I look at these messages, and I'm like, how do you know what's going on?
How are these writers not held accountable?
Because they don't care. I think.
They're just getting their sponsorship money. They're pushing network subscribers. I mean, that's all it is. So
a walking advertisement.
So they did a podcast I listened to. They do a pay-per-view contest. Every pay-per-view, pick the winners, and you win. The first four people that do the best win a prize. So,
oh, that's the other thing. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. Go ahead.
Not at all. So they do 4,000 voters on this, and they gave four choices. What do you want the theme to be, the prize theme?
Mm-hmm.
So with it being Extreme Rules, it was like ECW, gift card, like a $100 gift card to like a cash card, Attitude Era, and 80s. They have like six different choices or four different choices of what era of memorabilia they wanted from. So like,
okay.
So with it being Extreme Rules, I was like, oh, I'll probably be fucking ECW.
Mm-hmm.
79% of the 4,000 voters.
Attitude Era.
Attitude Era.
Of course, everything is.
So I was like, maybe we should just do our entire show on the Attitude Era.
Well, that's what our next show is.
I mean, like,
I get it. They've got their diehards, and that's it. They just don't have another base of fans.
They've done nothing since then.
Because people, the casual fans, don't give a shit. They'll go if it's in town sometimes.
But
they're coming to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Do you have any interest in going?
So here's the thing. I haven't heard them promote it locally, like on the radio. I mean, I don't listen to the radio that much anymore.
I don't know where I saw it. I heard it. I think I did hear it on the radio.
I heard it on a podcast.
Tickets are available.
Because Pritchard and what's his name are doing a show beforehand.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how I heard about it.
Oh, in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Where at?
St. Louis Athletic or St. Louis Sports Club or
yeah.
Missouri.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Not the MAG, but the St. Louis Athletic Commission.
Yep.
Which I think that'd be really fun to go see.
Oh, it'd be
not
great.
The show, not them. But it's not them meaning the pay-per-view. But it's on Father's Day, so it's kind of a tough pull. But it never would have been that way. Pay-per-views were so hard to get tickets to. Every person at the pay-per-view would have a fucking sign. I mean, like, I just feel like I was trying to explain to my wife. I was like, you just don't understand what it was like when we were in high school, when I was a kid. Like, it was just a completely different beast. And
I watched a Johnny Carson episode from 1985. They show it on Antenna TV or MeTV. I can't remember. Four wrestling references. It was a 1985 show.
Mm-hmm.
It was May of 1985. They referenced Hulk Hogan. They referenced WrestleMania. They referenced Roddy Piper. There were a couple others. I can't remember them off the top of my head. Referenced those on the Johnny Carson show in May of 85.
So it's after Mania.
Yeah. And I know people are like, oh, yeah, well, The Rock was on Jimmy Fallon. Well, The Rock is not a wrestler.
So here was the other thing. So another podcast. I listen to, it's called Wrestling Soup.
Mm-hmm.
It's a podcast. They air on Thursday nights. I think it's the best wrestling podcast on Wednesday afternoons. We're better.
Clearly.
But they've been doing it since 2011. They have a huge fan base built up. There's a few I listen to, but I really like the show those guys do. And they were talking about wrestlers right now. And if you were to run an independent wrestling promotion and you wanted to bring in a WWF wrestler, let's say it doesn't matter who it is. Let's leave that. The variable.
Doesn't matter what your name is. I got you.
Yeah. And your goal is to make money, 100%. So say it is
Cody Rhodes.
No, we're saying just active wrestlers is what they were talking about on the WWE roster.
Okay.
Do you think you could get The Miz to sell out a 500 seat?
No.
Do you think Braun Strowman would? Probably because of the freak show and he hasn't been around.
I don't know about that.
So that was the question. Who's a guy that would bring 500 asses into a high school gymnasium to cover a $10,000 appearance fee?
Couldn't name one. John Cena would.
Easily.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't go. But.
Okay. No, I wouldn't either. So then you're like, all right, maybe Bootios.
New Day.
That's three people.
There's 30.
So, no, but you started going through all, they started listing all these people. What about Dean Ambrose? Roman Reigns would because they've, but then you look into the sunk cost of what the WWE spent on promoting these guys and advertising these guys. And they do it, but they're doing it in a different way to where none of these guys have a value outside of WWE.
On purpose.
Yes. They're never going to get CM Punk'd again. Literally.
It started before him. It started before him.
Do you think CM Punk, if CM Punk announced he was going to come out and wrestle, he's going to wrestle.
Yeah.
And let's just do the ultimate. Daniel Bryan's contract runs out. CM Punk decides he's going to wrestle. What do you think, a legitimate match, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, and let's say they book a high school gymnasium or a small college gymnasium, and where's the most rabid wrestling fans? The Northeast, would you say, like Philadelphia area,
Chicago, Philly, New York, Jersey.
Okay, so let's say they use, and I don't know if U of I Chicago has a gym. Let's say DePaul. Okay. Let's say DePaul seats 7,000.
Yeah.
They're going to put it there. They're going to charge.
And you're locally promoting this. You're going to promote it with no backing.
They're going to do it on their own. So they're going to promote it through message boards, wrestling websites, do some type of pay-per-view aspect to it. Because they could do it with all the podcasts.
Chicago, Philly, New York, Jersey could all do it.
Okay, so in Chicago, 7,000-seat stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they do cheapest tickets, $20. Most expensive tickets, $100. They sell it out.
So we know what we're talking about. Let's take it out of Chicago because it's Punk. Let's put it in Philly. could they do it a 7,000 seat? Get
what's the ballroom that they wrestled in? Where ECW Hammerstein?
What's that? No, that's New York.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know what you're talking about, though. I bet that's fourth. I don't know.
Regardless, let's say $4,000 or 4,000 seats.
Yeah, they'd sell that.
Those two alone.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let's take it a step further.
You're talking about a guy who hasn't wrestled in 5 years.
Okay.
5 years. 3 years.
Take it a step further. They do it in St. Louis, Missouri, where we're at.
Oof.
Do they sell 7,000 tickets?
You'd have a hard time. You may get four.
Four?
Unless you get people to travel for punk. See, that's the thing. You can't say.
I mean, it's.
I would say doing something like, hey, say you're going to do it in Dallas, which is like a weird spot. You would get. It's such a big metropolitan area. But you couldn't do that in fucking Cincinnati,
here's
Ohio,
the deal.
Or something.
Then they decide to run a loop. Then
no way they get 7,000 every night.
So what do they get a night? If they're going to do a 15-city tour,
oof.
Those two headlining. Keep in mind, that's just two people you're paying if you're a promoter.
Eh, just depends. I mean, that's... We're going to get into this when we talk about Ziggler.
You've already said.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with people anymore. I look at this shit on YouTube, and I'm like, what am I missing?
We're saying, and they made a point on this podcast. Ziggler, you know, what would he charge if he was on the independents?
Oh, he'd probably charge it $2,000-$3,000.
He was charging $50 for people to come do a stand-up and was doing autographs and meet and greets, and
incredible.
It was 40 people.
Incredible.
So I don't know. I mean, everything's changed so much, but it goes back to the, all right, what if Impact Wrestling or whatever the fuck it's called, what if CM Punk did say, all right, I'm coming back?
No.
Dean LeBron's contract
runs out. Are you saying competing with WWE?
No, that's my point, though.
Not a
even if
chance.
What would the initial buzz be?
Big.
And then it's just so bad that it wouldn't be able to. Yeah.
Hey, you can have the steak, but you gotta have the. I mean, you gotta be able to build around it. They've got guys that they could have and should have, but they've.
Oh, you mean like everybody that's in WWF right now? I mean, like,
yeah.
How long did they have? Fucking the soccer mom haircut guy, AJ Styles.
You don't. Oh.
Years.
Oh, man, I gotta tell you about that on the next show.
So, he's there. They had CM Punk at one point in time. Like, the talent those guys had down there. Bobby Roode was there. I mean, like, through.
But you can't market.
Yeah.
You don't have people
in
charge.
Have to market it.
Not in charge, but you need a marketing.
Dude, they're owned by Viacom, MTV.
There is one guy, and they're the worst at it. And I don't see how they even still make money.
Well, here's my thing. So Viacom.
I'm talking about WWE.
No, but I know. Viacom owns Bellator. And Bellator, you know, it's the main competitor to UFC. And Bellator's
fucking dreadful also.
But they're signing some guys
names.
Slowly. They're signing names.
Well, that's Dana White's fucking fault.
Yeah, well, and they're fucking this up, UFC is. What Bellator is going to end up doing is creating a Legends division and signing.
Would love to see it in WWE.
All these wrestlers. Or all these fighters that were huge when MMA exploded, that the UFC spent millions of dollars globally advertising these guys and making these guys somewhat household names.
But do you see that WWE does not do that?
No.
They advertise
but
the brand.
Do you know who Chuck Liddell is?
Yes.
Okay, do you know who Tito Ortiz is?
Yes.
Matt Hughes?
Yes.
Okay, all these guys are out of contract now because they had them signed to these Legends deals, which are gone now. So they have all these guys that fought that they're going to have. I mean, like, this could be something that ultimately puts this on a level playing field, and it's going to unfold over the next 2 or 3 years. Not to go off on a different tangent, but, like, you just look at different ways to try it. I mean,
you can do the same thing with
change.
Wrestlers.
It's not going to happen, though.
No. They tried to do the Legends division with TNA, and it worked out. Fart in church, but that's just because there's nothing.
It happened, and then Kevin Nash ended up being the world heavyweight champion and
beating AJ.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get off and go. We got to actually get to some topics here. Extreme Rules. Did you watch any of it?
I watched the first match, which was
actually pretty good.
Which one was the first match?
I think they gave him 23 minutes. Miz and Ambrose.
Yeah, that was good.
I think Miz
wasn't predictable.
Miz is over.
Yeah,
he's become a good chicken shit heel.
She's helped him a ton, and whether they want to give her credit or not, but I think he, for whatever reason, the dude's confidence and swagger changed once she was in his corner.
A little bit.
It's a weird thing.
A little bit. But helps to have somebody with you.
Yeah. Although he has a good mouth. Like, it's not like he needs someone to speak for him, but it's just something where she's brought out something in him. I think Dean Ambrose is a huge D-bag, but...
Yeah, I don't...
Dude, that rope spot he does, there's not a lot that I watch that just, like, bothers me when a match is going on. I mean, of course, you're calling spots.
It was all right originally. Now it's run its course.
I think he did it three times in the match.
Yeah.
Three times.
Did you see the Alexa Bliss and Bayley match?
Okay.
What are they... Why?
They've ruined her.
Why?
They have ruined the most over female babyface ever. No idea.
Who did she not fuck, or who did she...
Sasha Banks is in the same thing. She's blatantly being punished.
I just don't understand.
Do you know Alexa Bliss is only 5'2"? I mean, like, I didn't realize how
pretty
small
evident.
She is.
I think it's pretty evident on TV. They do that This Is Your Life segment, and even though Bayley's not a part of it,
that was the worst segment
that
I've
reflects
ever seen
on
ever
her as a character. And I understand that they go with that, and this is based on what I've seen. They like the what chant when she's in the ring because of how she responds to it, I guess, is something they
enjoy. I have
enjoy.
No idea. But if that whole segment was a travesty, and apparently I read they didn't blame her for it.
How could you?
They were pissed at the writers that it was so bad. But
I can't believe you stick a girl like that in the ring to take that.
Well, and... like when Owens and Jericho did their segment, they had each other to bounce off of each other.
Jericho's quick, and I'm sure Jericho had some free reign.
Well,
there.
And then The Rock had Mick Foley for that segment. She's out there with three shitty actors.
They've
that
done
didn't
it
have
with
mics.
Other people that it's been just dreadful.
I don't know what they expected out of it. Like, they were talking about like how it could have been saved, and it would have been like, instead of like letting that girl make out with her, Alexa just walked up, made out with the boyfriend, and said, "I got further in 30 seconds than you did in the 3 or 6 months you dated."
Still, that,
but,
that wouldn't have done
well, no,
anything.
They would have flipped shit if she would have done anything. You can't go off script. You can't improvise. There's none of that allowed anymore.
I just... but Bayley, they made her look bad.
Yeah.
They make her, they get have her get her ass
beat. They weirdly keep mentioning her dad. Like, her dad was sitting in class with her in the front row. It's like, what?
It's like they used to say, make sense. They used to say about Daniel Bryan, he didn't like to hug people, so they made that a
thing.
An angle. And I just, ugh.
Then,
that's what it's come to, though.
Well, and have you noticed the huge pattern of baby faces? Actually, I'm baby, everybody losing in their hometown.
It's been every for years.
But, like, it's just getting worse and worse. And to the point now, it's they think it's a way to get ultimate heat. And it's just like, not really. Nobody gives a fuck.
You want heat on the company?
And, again, yeah.
No, I
don't think they understand.
I'm saying you want heat on the company.
I don't think they understand what heat is anymore.
Nope.
Like, getting booed and getting, like, booed because you're shitty.
That's not good.
Getting booed because like you do something to cause the booing. There's two different things.
Yeah, you'd be a bad guy.
Yeah. What else was on that card? I'm really drawing blanks.
Cesaro and Sheamus beat the Hardys for the titles. I thought it was good. I mean, anytime Cesaro's in the ring, it's good.
It was a good match, but they didn't use the cage one time.
No.
It's like, all right, it's a cage match. Know. You're in the cage for a reason. Like, at least do a couple spots involving the cage. Like,
do anything.
Yeah.
And then the five-way, and Samoa Joe went over.
There was another match that I thought was okay, and I'm trying to think what it was.
Singles or tag team or Apollo Crews versus Kalisto?
No.
Richie Swan and Sasha Banks beat Noam Dar and Alicia Fox.
She's pissed someone off. I mean, good Lord, she is just towards the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, Neville defeated Austin Aries.
Which, again,
there's a hell of a wrestler right there.
But Austin Aries is just, he's been beat by him like four times now.
Yeah, they pissed on him too.
So what are they? I don't get that.
They're great at getting people under.
Yep. No, good point.
What's the fun? Who's there to like?
Did you know, that's what I was going to say, the Sheamus and Cesaro were plus 4,000 at the start of that match.
To lose? When
the smart money came in, all of them were right. And, you know, huge sways in the money and plus 4,000. Because Bayley had been favored all week. And then even before the match started, Bayley was like plus, you know.
Well, if they changed that,
12,000.
If they changed that.
So that match was finished. Jeez. That was changed right before they went out or whatever.
Man, they have fucking pissed on her. Ooh.
Poor thing.
Yeah. The only good thing I saw that came out of Raw was.
What about the. Did you like the five-way, though? Or was it too cluttered?
It's been done to death.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fine for what it was, but it was Samoa Joe and Bray Wyatt teaming up and beating everybody up and guys chasing into the ring for spots. I mean, it's been done.
So here was this was kind of being floated around too. So I don't know who Balor's going to feud with next.
Neither do they.
Wyatt maybe. But
What did I say?
No. There's been no hint of the monster anywhere.
Huh? He's done, dude.
Do you think they're trying to cap? But so this is something else I heard on another podcast, not to rip him off, but it was an interesting point, and I didn't really think about it. Most of their babies.
You don't have to acknowledge that you heard it anywhere else. You can make it your own point.
No, it's not, though. I mean, I don't have any problem saying it's not my own point because I didn't pick up on this. Every one of their babies has long, greasy hair for the most part.
Yeah.
Balor's not. He has a short hair, no grease in it. It's almost like they're not going to do the demon gimmick with him because they want to capitalize him on like the good-looking, clean-cut, traditional baby minus the beard.
Right.
Which they're saying, you know, keep the beard on him because he doesn't look like he's fucking 12. But
he does look like a little fucker when he's in there.
He's jacked up. I mean, the guy's cut, but he's a small dude. But there's so many different things they could do with that. They could almost do like, and I'm not a huge comic book guy, but like a Batman to where he's like Bruce Wayne, and then, you know, something happens, and then he turns into this fucking monster.
Right.
Could have different movesets. It could be almost two different things, but. Yeah. You know, when he gets to a point, this just switches, and he's the fucking, whatever, the Demon King.
All right.
They could sell all the merchandise. They could do all, like, but they have this thing called the Balor Club, and what the fuck is it?
I have no idea. They promote stuff that isn't even there.
It's not even real. Are his fans called the Balor Club?
I guess.
Because they alluded to that the other night. It was the first time I heard him say that, and it's like, you know, why not make a stable?
I go back to looking at Cesaro's section. Fuck, does that even still exist?
I loved that it said C-section. That was great. But do they not realize, and again, it's like going back to the well, some of the stuff that was the most over in any every era, 80s, Horsemen, 90s, NWO,
but
90s,
but Vince
the Generation X.
Vince doesn't like groups.
But you know, the fucking New Day, not a faction because there's only three, but they got over. It's like the gang mentality, the group of boys, the like. Why not go with that and just have them be shit kickers? In the Attitude Era, it wasn't just the Generation X. They had the Nation of Domination.
That they did.
They had the what were they called?
Disciples of Apocalypse.
And then they had the Hispanic group, Los Boricuas. They had some pretty cool like gang. It was like fucking mob action. Like,
yeah.
They had like, I
they also had an abundance of talent.
True, but you know what? That's not even an excuse.
I agree.
They have fucking talent on these rosters. They just don't know what
for the most part
fucking do with it.
They've also got some really bad,
which
guys
they saddle
on there.
Down with real talent. Huh? Like that fucking pale leprechaun fuck. That's
when you've
with
got
Cesaro.
When you've got 80 guys backstage and 15 of them get on TV, I don't get it. But you know, we're not in the business. We just talk about it.
Was there anything on Raw worth a fuck?
No, I told you the just the Samoa Joe promo, which it was good.
Is he believable to you?
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah,
fat guy with bitch titties.
Samoan. I know he's tough. I mean, fuck, he's Samoan. They've been using the fuck. How you think Roman Reigns gets over?
But that's what's funny is like he doesn't
get over, but
like. He's Samoan, but like I feel like they don't emphasize that he's Samoan, even though it's in his name.
You realize there were more guys like that back in the day than there were.
What's what I'm saying?
These guys that all look
they
like
traditionally look like him versus Reigns and The Rock.
Yeah, man. When we get to the second part of Monday Night Raw or the Monday Night Wars, if I can't wait to talk about how WWE is compared to what that was, because there are. Glaring similarities. I mean, glaring.
To right before it took off? Or
no, to the end of WCW.
I mean, okay.
It's scary. Also, I put it in our notes. Harley Race, you saw his fall? Holy shit.
Yeah, it sucks.
But they said, I listened to his son talked with Bill after. It sounds like he's going to be all right, but, man, I don't know that he's going to walk again.
That's probably, yeah. I mean, he's, what, 80, 70, 80?
Somewhere in there. I wanted to say he was around 77? Somewhere in that neighborhood, but break both legs. You know he wasn't going to go to the hospital.
he said he was in the
regular amount of pain. And when I met him, his son talked. He said, you know, he had just had back surgery to fix some things, and I thought it was spinal. Like he's 74. I thought it was like a spinal fusion, but I know it was something along his spine.
Well, we saw him. We went to that last time.
Right.
WWF St. Louis. Was here. He was getting
2 years ago.
Drove by. Yeah. No shit.
Last time they were here?
And they were free tickets, too.
Well,
we did see Lesnar, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which
looks
freak.
Like he's going to wrestle here again versus Joe.
I don't think that's not them. That's the...
Oh, yeah, it's
following.
Orton. Ooh, we have to go then if Randy Orton's fighting Jinder Mahal.
Randy Orton's off for the next 2 months.
That's who he's wrestling, though, because he came out and said that I'm not going to be embarrassed to my hometown in St. Louis. I'll never be able to show my face.
Well, and he's losing.
And I was like, well, if I know anything.
He's losing.
The people in St. Louis have a big problem with the Indian community. Cahokia Mounds.
They have a big problem with a lot of communities.
Yeah, Jesus.
Just saying.
Christ.
But our best wishes to Harley Race. Speedy recovery.
Yeah, rest up. Rest up. Yeah.
God damn, man. To break both legs, that's a bad motherfucker right there.
Jeez. That he is.
Already doing, what do you call it? Rehab.
Push-ups.
Not push-ups, rehab. Okay, so you brought this to my attention. I had no idea what was going on.
Oh, I almost forgot about it.
So, fill me in.
It appears that Dolph Ziggler likes fat girls. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Maybe not fat, maybe pudgy, maybe chunky.
Is he the Mike Awesome of the 90s? The fat girl thrilla? Is that Ziggler's going to be his new push? Hey, don't think they aren't thinking about it.
So, you know, Amy Schumer's cute. Wouldn't say she's hot by any means. Feel like she got, like, an inflated ego. I always thought Amy Schumer was cute until she got big and then kind of, like, thought she was hot shit. Well,
yeah. Is that what had happened?
I don't know. Well, anyway, Ziggler.
She got fat. I thought she got a big head.
No, she, was
she
always,
did. She got fat.
Big.
Fuck.
So this girl's name's Trisha.
We should know.
Is it Trisha Paytas?
Trisha Paytas.
Yeah. So, excuse me. She's a YouTube and Instagram personality, I guess, and she has over 2 million followers.
Why?
Because she gets online and talks about guys she fucks and celebrities. I guess she used to be a stripper. So she was probably thin at some point in time. So what we're going to do is we're going to play, and this might be a long 11 minutes, but we're going to play.
We're not playing the whole fucking thing.
Well, I want to give some commentary on it. So we'll play some of this and give you a little indication of what this is. So
just so you know what mark we're at.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. So this is the plumply chubby.
Not Trisha. I'm sorry, and I have respect for women, but
not cute at all.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yes.
You wouldn't fuck her.
No.
No.
I mean, and Jesus Christ.
And by the way, for this, just listen and then we'll comment. So here we go.
Trisha
Pitch. This boy is 37 and should not be a fuckboy. This boy should be a man. He has a grown-ass job in the fucking WWE. Should probably
please
be a grown
pause.
Fucking man and own up to his shit. So,
grown-ass job?
Yeah. 37 years old, grown-ass job.
What are the odds this girl graduated high school?
She probably graduated high school. Okay. My problem is...
We'll get to what happened.
What's your job, bitch? Like, what do you do?
Apparently makes money off YouTube.
About a year ago, I did a story time on the best one-night stand ever. Happened to be about this guy. You know, the sex was good. I was fucking really drunk, though.
Okay, so right there, she admits she did a story time because she had a one-night stand with Dolph Ziggler, and at that time, she said it was the best sex she's ever had in her life. Now here comes her revision of that night after he stood her up.
Come to like learn through our time texting each other for the past couple months every single day. That I really don't remember much of it. So when I say it was the best sex ever, I was fucking high and on drugs.
Oh, no.
Was it really even? And then like the more I think about it, I'm like, if I can't even remember it, it was definitely not the best sex ever. So I retract that video. But I will not.
She retracts the video. Does that mean she took it fucking down or what?
She retracted it. Even though the night after she fucked him, it was the best sex she's ever had, and probably continued to tell people it was the best sex she ever had until he stood her up, and now she's taking away Dolph Ziggler's skills in the bedroom. Continue.
Not retract this one.
Sometimes I feel, ultimate I think you're upset
celebrity
that edition. You feel like Dolph was better in bed.
Barely a celebrity. Okay.
Is that not it?
So, story time. Here we go. A couple months ago, started talking to this guy. You know, he hits me up once in a while on Snapchat, texting, and we were cool. He was good people. Really nice to me. I'm really nice to him. We have jokes. We have good conversation. Cool as fuck. Liked this dude. He seems so real. He's never flaked on me. Always
he
been
nice
and
so
cool
real.
And, like, awesome, right? Compatible, all this shit.
What a classy gal.
So I was really excited when about a week ago, he's like, hey, I'm coming into town next Thursday today, and we should get some drinks. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, so excited. Well, you know, I just let a week go by, and fucker is texting me. Fuck you. A week goes by, and I was like, okay, so we kept in touch, whatever, throughout the week. And then tonight, I was like, well, around today at like, because he said happy hour originally. He's like, let's do happy hour, and then I got work after. I said, okay, cool. So it's like 4 or 5 o'clock, and I was like, hey, are we still on for happy hour? He's like, oh, I'm watching the first half of the game because the Cavs, he's from Cleveland. Fucker. Like, I'm ashamed he's even a Cleveland fan. He's so fucking gross. He's like, yeah, I'm watching the first half of the game in Arizona, and I'll come.
Please.
I'm going to be there later tonight.
Just
you want to have drinks around
10:30.
And he's like, I can't really stay long because I have to be up at 6 a.m. I was like, yeah, for sure, duh, of course. And we've been talking for the past week and how excited I was to see you, and for the past 2 months, how excited I was to see you. Like, cool, let's talk.
Okay. She goes
She's been on YouTube since 2006. Yeah. Oh, and it says in her spare time she's a lawyer. Oh. That was a joke.
So.
What a classy gal. Go
she
ahead.
Goes on there and says how great of a guy he is, how good a conversation he is. He keeps in touch with her. He texts her throughout the day. They joke. They like, she's saying he is a good guy, that he's nice to her, all this. And then literally him canceling on her, just saying, hey, I can't do it. He's a fuckboy now. He's an awful person. He, like, the psychology, like, just the breakdown of this is just like, this bitch is not stable. Like, which again makes me think, okay, what's going on with Dolph Ziggler that he can't pick up on this?
What's going on with Dolph Ziggler that he is picking up on this?
Yeah,
just, whatever this is.
And that's, again, so there, I have
a lot of pictures at a downward angle.
I have an idea about this, too.
A lot of duck face pictures.
Or let's hang out. And then I even said, don't flake because I'm canceling a date for you.
Don't flake. I'm canceling a date for you. So.
This is what's happening to women.
Yes.
So. Oh, my God, don't cancel because I can't put out tonight or whatever.
Don't cancel because I can't put out tonight. Whatever.
I was like, that's fine. Like, I don't care. Like, I mean, I don't go out on Tinder dates to get laid. As much as people think I'm a big fucking whore, I'm really not. I actually don't have that much sex. Like, I love sex. Don't have that much of it. I'm very, very picky with, you know, especially I just got my vagina clean this week. I'm very, very picky on what goes into.
How do you clean your vagina this
There's
week?
No way to clean this. No.
Yeah, okay.
Inside of it. Who goes inside of it? So, anyways, I was like, that's not a big deal. I don't really care. Whatever.
I don't think you can take abusing you out of
your
vagina. You're
like, stoops or whatever I said. I was like, I'm so excited to, like, meet up with you. He's like, cool, whatever. And I was like, well, where? And he didn't respond. So I kind of was like, oh my God, this is, like, kind of sketch. But I knew he was on a plane. So I was like, whatever. He sent me a picture before he was, like, getting on the plane or something like that, having a drink. I was like, cool. Like, we're, you know, this is, like, 8 o'clock or whatever. I'm like, cool. Like, he's not saying anything. Awesome. Well, 10 o'clock rolls around. Like, he's not saying anything. It's 10:15 rolls around. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just text him. And I'm like, hey, like, are we on for drinks or not? Should I do a reenactment of these texts? Actually, I have them right here.
Oh, my God. Can we please fucking skip through this?
So, here's Jesus my problem, though. When she's reading the texts.
Well, I'm...
She's making making things up reading the text.
Yes, but the fact that she read them is... I'm going to put one in her corner.
You're impressed.
She fucking read.
Okay. So
I think that's a skill that people frown upon now.
Okay, dress up. Do you guys see how pissed I am? I had, like, a date.
She's crying through this.
Do you guys? What is that noise?
I want to get to the point.
In what world is that okay to just, like,
break a date?
Platonic meet and greet. Like, I was, like, obviously fine, but, like, Jesus fucking Christ, I'm 29, he's 37. You can't fucking, like, he wasn't even texting me. I even said, oh my God, I don't want to
Jesus,
cry,
she's only 29?
Yeah, time has not been good to her.
God
oh
damn.
My God, I'm, like, crying. Christ, where I'm going to wait for you.
Did you
and die for you. Like, no. They have these big fucking heads because all their little.
Here you go.
You know, I dated a wrestler before. World. These people are so fucking.
This is the best part. She attacks his profession. And this leads to her getting, like, I mean, like, wrestling fans, I mean, they're pretty passionate.
She's a motivational speaker. I mean, I'll give it to her. She travels the world.
She does a lot, and people forget she won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2004.
Yeah.
And
for blowing.
All the community work she does and being a leader.
Mm.
You know, she's a huge feminist.
Oh,
and
I can imagine.
So a lot of people don't know her story. I will give her credit and all the accolades she has, but this is her take on Dolph Ziggler and his credit. The other thing that I found weird, she never used his real name.
Yeah.
His name's Nick Nemeth, right?
Yeah.
Never once refers to him as Nick.
Probably for good reason.
She just says,
she doesn't want to get fucking sued.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure he could sue her over this. Anyway, trust me, she's not smart enough to know that. I'm wondering if this bitch knows his real name.
Listen.
I mean, so here we go.
Time is precious. My time is fucking precious, too. Like, I'm sorry, are you God's gift to fucking the world? These people are so fucking cocky.
No, he's God's gift to fat blondes that have a self-inflated ego. So, yeah. Fatty, he probably does think he's a god to a fucking butterball like you.
You know, I dated a wrestler.
She's got fat hands. She's so fat. Her wrists and her fucking hands are fat. Okay, go ahead.
For this guy, too. Like, I used to fuck around with a wrestler before him, and he was the exact same way. I don't know what it is about wrestlers. They have these big fucking heads because all their little fans. Wrestling's fucking fake, but all the fans of this wrestling
What?
Jim Cornette is pissed at this bitch now.
Wrestling is what?
It's fake. She used the F word. Cornette is going to kill us.
Matt
bitch.
Bourne is rolling over in his grave. For fuck's sake.
Yeah, so here we go.
2.7 million.
He's got him and he starts thinking this shit too. That's what these wrestlers do.
What?
Fans of this wrestling fake bullshit think it's real and think he's a god, and then he starts thinking this shit too. That's what these wrestlers do. They fucking.
The wrestlers think it's real too. Now.
Push him immediately. That's all I gotta say.
Falsify. Everyone thinks. You fucking fake fight people for a living. That's not. I'm gonna just not say anything.
He does something for a fucking living.
I told you not to cancel his pants because I was gonna flake. He didn't say he was gonna flake. Almost texted you to see how the date was. I was like, what? This.
Ugh.
I was trying to let go. I let minutes pass. I let 5 minutes.
Again, sounds like he's being a good guy. He says, I told you not to cancel the date. I was gonna check and see how the date went. He's being a good guy.
I think the fact that he
keeps texting. I said, you're really fucked up. This is fucked. He said, I said, I'm sorry. Let's have one tomorrow and then you can hate me. Yikes. And he's like, Jesus. And then I said, I know a lot of shitty people, but you take the cake. Because honestly, I don't think anyone has ever just not.
She knew the phrase, take the cake. I'll give her that.
The
she
day ate of plans. The cake. Like, I've had people play like an hour before. Okay, give me
don't
an hour
take your fucking cake.
My hair, makeup, like, an hour before, fine. I'm just going to go to bed. I have an early day tomorrow, too. Like, fine. But now I'm.
While she's on YouTube, she needs to find one of those makeup tutorials.
She's got one. I already watched it.
Yeah, did it
how
say
to, how to be a stripper?
How to look like Mimi off the Drew Carey show from the 90s?
How to put on stripper makeup.
Oh my god, makeup.
Dude, I got yeah.
Hold on. I we got to keep going with this.
We do.
I love it. Okay, so she's lying about the
He's like, "So if you want to reschedule, let me know your plan tomorrow."
Jesus.
The last person on earth is gonna flake. The one thing I hate more than anything, my biggest pet peeve, fucking flaking. The ultimate in ultimate fuckboys. Let this be a lesson to all men.
There we go. Guys,
if this
notebook.
Guy
listen up.
Dolph Ziggler.
Boom. Serve.
Who is traditionally good looking, has a good job. Even he is not worth it, girls. Don't let fucking someone disrespect your fucking time and this bullshit. He is not that hot. And honestly, I can't remember the sex, so it must have not been that good. I know I was drunk as fuck, and I know I had to be drunk as fuck to do this tonight.
Now, she did a tutorial on him being the best one-night stand she ever had. Okay, that's enough of that one.
Well, that kills her credibility then.
Okay, so then she has...
That's it. I am unsubscribing along with... 2.7 fucking million people are subscribed to this girl. Why? What am I missing? I clicked on another video of the site, and it was another chick who had 271,000. It's just them talking into a fucking camera about being a whore.
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm trying to see one. She has a video going crazy on wrestling fans.
Yeah, but it's just her complaining about people sending her
Dolph Ziggler
saying
and
delete and shit. Jesus. That's how you know fucking wrestling fans are fucking just dorks. It's
yeah.
a shame.
So, guys, wrestlers, there's a pig out there. Don't fuck her, okay?
Please. So we don't have to talk about it.
So there's some really, really good the YouTube comments. It's really funny.
The depths of despair. The YouTube comments section. Where we all go to die to you.
Do not... the wrestling fans aren't very understanding. What the fuck? Vagina cleaned? What, do you do it every 3 months? Like, get your oil changed, you ratchet-ass bitch?
Really?
Yeah.
Not holding back there, huh?
I don't understand. The texts from him sound reasonable and polite. Can someone explain the problem or why he's a fuckboy? Did I miss something? Ha, bitch, you got zigzagged. Oh.
That's good. I actually
no
like
wonder Sean left. I wonder who the other... I wonder if X-Pac fucked her. I wonder if that was the other wrestler.
That sounds reasonable.
S-E-A-N, yeah. I could see it.
Sean.
Damn.
Morley.
Damn, can't believe Dolph banged Miss Piggy.
Oh, yeah, and she said in some of those that Miss Piggy's her idol or something.
This is awesome.
And I tuned in.
Oh, let's see. It says here she's dated Aaron Carter.
Now, okay. Define dated in her mind.
Oh, like got
That's
fucked.
What I mean.
Yeah, she got bent over like somewhere really quick.
Like, I can see these girls latching on at the end of the night. They're like, fuck, I couldn't find anything worth it. This girl will probably, you know, blow me. And that's, guys did it forever back in the day. I guess they still do. I guess Ziggler's one of the last guys that still goes out and doesn't sit in his room and play video games, but.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, like, I wonder. I mean, I don't know if it's it, but you think she threatened him before this, saying, I mean, because like, obviously he knows she does these videos. You think she tries doing this to, like, blackmail the guys or, like, I'm going to release this video?
I don't know.
Excuse me.
What is he? Whatever, man.
I don't know. I'm going to see if I can find out.
He can't go to a city and find something better than that?
Who goes inside of it?
I have no idea. I mean, like, they joke about those guys all being on like Tinder and stuff.
I don't care that she's, and I'm not even about the fat or skinny or what the fuck ever. I'm just talking about, my God, you'd have to carry on a conversation with this girl. I mean, a meaningful
I don't know how.
Conversation. Speak to this person. How? How could you do it?
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I mean, she's a fucking
You think they sit around
idiot.
And talk about politics all night?
Probably.
Religion?
She seems intelligent.
Clearly.
I'm trying to figure out if she was, like, skinny at some point.
That's all you really care about, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't believe how fat she is.
Jesus.
It does say her boyfriend, she caught her boyfriend fucking another dude at some point.
No. She said at the end of that thing she was going to the gay club. That's who those girls are.
Okay, so here's a video from...
And no offense to gay people, but when you're around girls and they act like this, that is not how women act.
Okay, so that's a video...
That's the other girl I
That's her.
Who is?
That's that Trisha... That's her.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's a different girl. That's the girl I clicked on because she was upset. She met this Paytas girl and was upset that she met don't meet your idols and all this shit.
Never mind. She's always been a pig. I didn't think she transformed in the year.
No. My God.
I was going to say, man, she has had a rough year.
Anyway, going back to my point, gay guys, this is not how normal women act. Like when you, the flamboyancy, it's not.
A little better there. It doesn't look like she has two ho-hos in each cheek.
Yeah, but she also still speaks in
that's in 2014
tone,
so.
And she's still just ugh.
Hold on, let me
and
see if I can find
her. She has people follow her and watch her shit. That's crazy. But that's what the world is coming to. Say I'm wrong.
God, what a water buffalo. I mean, I'm trying to find... I mean, this is...
You're really on the fat shaming, huh?
I'm not trying to fat shame her. She's
That's exactly what you're doing.
No, she thinks she's hot shit. There's a difference.
I get you.
I mean, like, I would
no,
never...
I'm serious. I do get you.
I would never say anything. I have two daughters, and I would never... Like, I understand the severity of that. But when she's putting guys on blast and calling them fuckboys and doing stuff like that...
You're standing up for men is what you're doing.
I'm standing up for Dolph Ziggler.
That's right.
I mean... Yeah, and the thing is, it's not like she's obese or anything, but you can't fucking throw stones, sweetheart. I mean, like, grow the fuck up.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't know what I'd say.
Or eat the fuck up. I don't know. She should be on, like, Teen Mom or something like that.
I'm guessing she didn't make the cut.
No. Speaking of reality shows, just real quick, not wrestling related, but Above Deck or Below Deck is back on.
Mediterranean.
Mater-El's is not the one.
Never as good.
Yeah, so.
Can't compare to whatever the other people's names are on that show when I like it.
Vanderpump Rules is still a shit.
Does rule. We got to get the fuck out of here. We got to do Monday Night Wars.
Next spot.
Okay, we're coming up. Second edition. We're going through the Monday Night Wars.
Hey, shout out to your brother, too.
Shout out to Broseph.
I know he listens. Congratulations on a good year. I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah, the reason we were at that high school baseball game was because of my brother, who took the team to a championship in the regional. We like sports.
They won it and made it to the sectional championship.
Wrestling fans used to like sports, so that's why we talk about it. Anyway, shout out.
He'll have him back.
Damn right.
He'll have him back.
All right, we're getting out of here. We're coming back with the Monday Night Wars. We're going to talk about Raw, Nitro, and all the bullshit that happened. We're going to cover basically when Hall and Nash came into WCW all the way up to WrestleMania. It's going to be a two-parter. So join us for the Monday Night Wars. We're going to go through memories. We're going to go through what went right, what went wrong, all that good stuff. So we'll talk to you in the second half. Peace out for T.O. and Corey. Talk to you soon.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.